K Show, 99.7 EJX. Hi there, Kelly K.
Hello.
So you remember, think back a few years, a little show on Netflix debuted, like right at the time the world went into lockdown and all that stuff started happening. A little show called Tiger King, and everybody just erupted, and
we were obsessed.
That was like the biggest thing. It was about this tiger sanctuary and the owner and runner of this, basically this tiger place. And it was just crazy drama. There were
interesting characters.
Sure. Everybody from the main dude to Carol Baskin, who, if the name sounds familiar, she was at a different tiger sanctuary, but wanted this other guy's tiger sanctuary to be shut down because
they were rivals.
Right. Rivals, and just said that he wasn't treating him right and all that stuff.
Yeah.
So if you'll remember, one of the plots of the Tiger King and an internet theory, heck, you and I even thought this was the case.
The show made you think that.
Was that Carol Baskin killed her first husband and fed his body to the tigers.
Which is why they never found him.
To her tigers, I should say. His name was Don, and I guess he was declared formally dead back in, like, 20 years ago, back in 2002.
Yeah. He went missing in 1997.
So I guess this interview that's a year old has resurfaced, and apparently Carol Baskin says that she was told her husband is alive and well and living in Costa Rica.
He took about $1 million down into Costa Rica, and I had agreed to let him do that. And when we recovered what we could out of that years later, it was only about $80,000 because the investments he had made were so bad. So I don't know how it is that Homeland Security says he's alive and well in Costa Rica, but I'm glad to hear it.
Great. What an update.
I'm like scratching my head going, hang on, you don't know?
Yeah. Well, but she agreed to the plot. Like, you take $1 million, you go to Costa Rica.
Right.
And then I'm just going to go along with the theory that you're dead.
Yeah, I know, right?
I mean, all right.
Uh-huh.
Because she just kind of admitted, like, okay, we made a deal for him to disappear.
Yeah, exactly. And so,
and then she's like taking the fall because everybody thought she killed him.
And even though she said, I didn't kill him. Everything, the way they
edited, that's the story to back it up.
Right. So anyways,
okay, then.
I haven't thought or said one thing about the Tiger King in
probably. Oh, that's the update we didn't know we needed though, right?
In probably 2 years. But yes, yeah. I know. I saw that up then. I was like, man, I can't not say something about this. This is wild because that was a huge plot point of the whole show was that she killed her first husband by feeding him to her tigers.
Yeah. Everybody thought it.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
Yeah. Okay.
Anyway.
He's right. Like, no, he took $1 million to Costa Rica. I was like, fine.
Okay. I'm glad to hear he's doing okay.
All right. Nice to catch up with an old friend.
Right. Yeah. Right. All right, so this hour, we're going to get to some missed connections and setting the bar story, but feel good coming up next.
This is kind of cool, and it has to do with the singer for the Plain White Tees. He's going viral for a really special moment he helped create.
The Plain White Tees?
I know. Speaking of people we haven't talked about or heard from in a while. We're just catching up with all our old buds.
What was their song? Hey There, Delilah?
Hey There, Delilah.
All right. We'll find out.
It was a monster hit.
It was. We played it a billion times.
Yes.
All right. Feel good, Kelly.
So this is a really sweet moment that Tom Higginson, he's a singer for the Plain White Tees. You may remember them for a little song they had called Hey There, Delilah.
Yes.
Remember that one?
I do.
We played it incessantly.
We did.
Well, there is a young cancer patient named Delilah, and apparently she's been battling for over 4 years.
Mm.
She listens to that song every single day.
Aww.
And so her dad showed her a video that Tom made for her, and then he walked in her room.
What's up, Delilah? It's Tom from Plain White Tees. I hear you're a big fan of our song, Hey There, Delilah, so figured that I would play for you right now. So here we go. Actually, you know what? I got a better idea. Hang on a second.
Oh, that's cool.
Hi, Delilah.
Oh, my gosh.
Hey there, Delilah. What's it like in New York City? I'm 1,000 miles away, but girl, tonight you look so pretty. Yes, you do.
Oh, my gosh.
Times Square gets not as bright as you. I swear it's true.
Oh, it's what you do to me.
Oh, everybody's singing.
Hey, oh, my gosh.
Hey there, Delilah. Here's to you. Yeah, Delilah!
Oh, that is cool.
Oh, my goodness. Doesn't that just give you tears?
Yeah,
well,
that's cool.
Tears. I know
that's
it probably
cool.
Doesn't give you tears, but it gives me tears. So good. We'll tweet it out at Ben and Kelly Show. Also put it up on the website, WDJX.com.
DJX.
Sometimes you are not in the right place or situation to get a name or number when you come across someone who really strikes your fancy.
Yeah, I mean, that could be your soulmate. How else are you supposed to spend forever together?
Well, you write a little ditty on Miss Connections. We find it and bring it to life.
When you strike out in real life, you can always try
Craigslist Missed Connections.
I'll go first. Man for woman titled Little Man Caught in My Zipper.
Oh, no. Oh, wow. Ow.
I had just gone into the restroom at the bar to take a leak.
This is a romantic setting already.
But the way you pounded and pounded and pounded on the door screaming, "Out! I have to go! Out! For the love of God, come out!"
Okay.
It's coming out, please!
Oh, gosh! All right, so women's restroom, awful. We're desperate to get into the men's room? Is that what's happening?
Looks like it. It got me so worked up that I got flustered.
Uh-oh.
Then, because your kicking started splintering the door of the stall...
Oh, wow!
I quickly yanked up my zipper and caught my little man up in the process.
Ooh. Oh, dang.
I'm sorry again for the screaming. As you pushed me down and sat down with the door hanging off its hinges...
Oh, wow, that was an emergency.
But the look of sheer horror and embarrassment we both shared in front of each other in that cramped stall somehow did it for me.
Oh, wow. Like, once the shock wore off, you realized she's cute.
Then 30 seconds later, you ran out the back door, climbed over the fence, and out of my life.
She climbed the fence? Wow. What an exit.
You have captured my heart.
I bet.
Little man is healed up, and I'd like an opportunity for a proper introduction.
Oh, great.
I hope your tummy is feeling better. Please describe what I was wearing so I know it's you.
I don't think she noticed. I really don't. Something tells me she didn't notice.
I really hope for these two, though.
Oh, no. She's never responding to that, ever.
It's
Craigslist. This sounds a little aggressive, too. It's a woman for man. Mm-hmm. I'd give you more than blood. Okay. Here we go. You had a dad bod, brown hair, scruffy face, with a devil maybe do it look. You were wearing jeans, and your my other ride is your mom t-shirt.
What? My other ride is your mom. What a gentleman.
Okay.
Pull yourself together.
It told me you had a great sense of humor. Oh, you were sitting in the donor waiting area at the Red Cross looking relaxed and cute as all get out.
Oh.
I'm short and sassy, got red hair, was sitting in the recovery area barfing and dizzy while eating oatmeal raisin cookies.
Oh, no.
Did not go well.
No.
You looked a little surprised. Or were you concerned when I took the trash can away from my face and tried to seductively wipe my mouth with my hand and wink?
Oh, my God.
I mean, even in her worst moment, she realized there was an opportunity.
For
right?
Sure.
Did it work? It seemed like we made some nice eye contact. I don't know if you could tell what I was mouthing to you, but I silently said, I can give you more than blood.
What?
You did look kind of confused. Apologize if I offended you, but I was a little out of my mind after just giving blood. On top of being dizzy, I don't know if you could tell, but I'm a bit shy, so I left without saying a word to you.
She's shy?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, no. You might be my type. Not blood type. Man type.
Oh.
Tell me the hand gesture I was making so I know it was you.
What in the world? What? Wow. Okay.
I mean, at the core of this one, that's a life-saving thing they were doing.
They are great. Mutually giving yes. blood.
She wasn't dealing well with giving the blood.
Mm-hmm. Well,
bless her heart, though.
Yep. Whether you, you know, had a moment in the restroom at a bar, or you saw a guy wearing a t-shirt that said, "My other ride is your mom," and
oh my God.
While you're giving blood and sparks flew.
I'm looking that up on Amazon. That's got to be on Amazon, right?
It can only be Craigslist Missed Connection.
Wow.
On 99.7 DJX. Kelly, setting the bar story is
an example of what not to do or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Yeah, you know, spell check, magical invention. It's hard to spell anything, no matter what device you're on, without it putting a little red squiggle underneath a misspelled word or a blue squiggle if you have the wrong grammar or something like that anymore, right?
Yeah, that gives you a little sign that, hey, you might want to revisit this. This doesn't look right.
Yeah, technology is just about everywhere. So setting the bar, if you can manage to make it through the day without misspelling a huge banner displayed on the side of your building when you're a university.
Oh, gosh.
You're doing okay.
Oh, of all the companies, you're supposed to be the best at that stuff.
Higher education, the University of South Australia.
Oh, boy.
So there is a spelling on a banner many stories tall hung from the side of the building. The word success. It's not that they like left out a C or an S. It was spelled A-U-C-C-E-S-S. And if you look on your keyboard or your, you know, your screen or whatever, you'll notice
the right next to each
A
other.
And the S are literally right next to each other.
Oh, that's probably what happened.
Yeah.
Oh, they didn't catch it. Oh, yeah. That's big.
Yeah.
That is big. That's large.
From Nine News.
An awkward error for UniSA promoting the quality of its studies in design with a design fail.
Uh-oh.
A giant typo ruining the word success. The photo was spotted on the Just Adelaide Things Instagram account. The university able to have a laugh at itself in the comments.
Yeah, so in the comments...
They misspelled a bad word.
That the four-letter...
S
word, right, with an A, because the A and the S are so close. I want to know, is this an actual spelling error or a way just to tie in the word Australia into success in a way to get attention for the university? That's immediately what I thought. I'm like, is this real or is this just a thing?
That could have been the immediate first reaction, be like, well, yeah, we meant to do that.
Right. And then maybe they put an S over the A after this has kind of like spun up into its little tornado of attention that it's getting. So I don't know. But anyway.
But hilarious.
Yeah, right. I don't know if, you know, the person that was supposed to put eyes on it is just like, yep, I'm sure it's good. Bill, you're good, right? Yep, good. And then,
I mean, they're huge. They're huge banners.
And then even
it's huge.
Even the people at the printer is like, you know what? Looks good to me.
Nobody sent an email like, hey, are you sure?
I know, right?
Are you sure?
So again.
Did you double check sign off on this?
Setting the bar. If you can manage to make it through the day without misspelling a huge banner that says success displayed on the side of your building when you're university, you're doing okay.
That's the thing with these things. You know, there's several sets of eyes that saw it.
You'd think.
That had to be like, yep, approved. Yep, approved. Go to print. Lots of people.
Oh, crikey. That is
crikey indeed.
Setting the bar on 99.7 DJX. What a roller coaster we've been on over the past several days. We first heard from George, who is a fiance to Amanda. He went on a bachelor party this past weekend. Now, he messaged us and was like, my fiance is laying down some rules for my bachelor party.
And he wanted to know if they were reasonable. And they were things like, the best man's got to check in with me, call me every hour. No shots. No social media after 7. No professional entertainment. Stuff like that.
Yeah, and no, it just no seemed tattoos, over the top. All that. Plus, she apparently needed to check him for marks afterwards. So then, we didn't hear back from George last weekend. Earlier this week, we heard from Amanda, George's fiance.
She kind of explained there were some holes in his story a little bit. He left out some background from previous bachelor parties where he had some bad behavior, an arrest, some cheating.
Yeah. And at that point, at the point that she had messaged us, he had completely, and everyone in the bachelor party had ghosted her.
She hadn't heard from anybody.
No, not a text, not a call, not anything. And so then we were just like, oh, well, maybe we're kind of on Amanda's side here.
Like, yeah, the tides turned a little bit. We went from thinking she was a little cray-cray to going, oh, we get it.
Yeah. So we reached out to George several times to respond to his fiance's message to us. No luck.
He's ghosted us as well. Feel like you broke up with us.
I know. You reached out to us, remember, George?
Exactly.
So then we reached back out to Amanda, his fiance, and she got back with us. And you got the update.
Yeah. Hey, Ben and Kelly. Yes, George did come home. And he has been intentionally ignoring your attempts to get a hold of him.
What? What? Come on.
I'm hurt. Come on. I am hurt. We are here because of him.
Right.
We are in this spot, this place right now.
Oh, my gosh.
He seems to be a bit upset at me and the entire situation.
Again, he reached out to us.
Yes. He is angry that I aired out our dirty laundry on your show.
Oh, my gosh.
I reminded him that he was the first to contact you, and I would have no reason to air any laundry if he wouldn't have contacted you to begin with.
Thank you.
It would seem that logic is not an area of strength for him. As far as the ghosting and not hearing from him all weekend, he said he thought it was unfair and unreasonable for me to insist on anything when it came to his weekend.
Ooh.
He reminded me that I had my own bachelorette weekend with no limitations, and I laughed because there was no partying or entertainment at mine. My girlfriends and I went to a winery and a spa. He didn't seem to care and told me that was my choice, and the point of his weekend was to get it all out of your system one last time.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
So I asked him what exactly he had to get out of his system. And he said that it was none of my business.
Oh.
And that all that should matter was if I trust him.
Oh, my gosh.
He said if I couldn't trust him, I shouldn't be marrying him.
Uh-huh.
That was the only thing he said all day that I agreed with.
Oh, wow.
And now I have a lot of thinking to do.
Do you?
So thank you for the help here. Sometimes it's harder to talk to people you know about your issues. Not that I don't know you all. I'm a longtime listener, but you know what I mean.
Yeah. Thanks for clarifying. I don't know if you do need to be thinking about it a lot. It sounds like you and he are not on the same page.
No.
Not at all.
And I'm sorry, but his philosophy of, you know, anything goes and I've got to get everything out of my system, but that it's none of your business. Nope. That's not an acceptable answer.
And then you say,
well, do you trust me? Well, you gave me a reason in your past to not.
Yeah, and then your actions now are throwing up big red flags.
Real sketchy.
Yeah, 100%. Man, you said you have a lot of thinking to do. Amanda, I think, and we saw this coming even with your last update, I don't think you make it to the altar.
At the very least, we should hit pause.
Yeah, hit pause on this and just say, hey,
at the very least.
Let's not get married in a couple weeks, okay? Let's just figure us out a little bit more. Give us a little bit more time because we're not on the same page, apparently.
No, Amber, Brittany, Kimberly, all rolling in on text line. They will end up in divorce. Mm. I'm going to need her to turn into a track star. Oh, run, yeah. Girl, run.
Yeah. And I think we are very quick to say, break up with him, run.
But I know it's easier said, you know, than done for us because we don't have the feelings invested. We don't have the history that they have together.
Mm-hmm. I think that's what you need to do. I don't think that this is a situation where if you continue on with a wedding in 2 weeks, and look, I'm not an expert. I just have an opinion. If you continue on with a wedding in 2 weeks, you guys are not on the same page with each other.
I don't think this kind of behavior garners the trust that needs to be there between a husband and a wife.
Right.
He's clearly, you know, just acting like he's keeping things from her. And I don't know how you successfully start a marriage with that kind of philosophy on his end.
All right. Well, Amanda, we wish you well.
Jessica points out his behavior now tells me he's not truly sorry or remorseful for the issues in the past and sounds like he'd do it again. I'd definitely reconsider this.
Yeah, I hate it when you hear the whole, well, don't you trust me?
Well, yeah. Well,
like
that
after,
has to be earned, especially when you violated it
in
the past.
Right. Okay. Well, Amanda, hey, good luck. Sorry, these are uncomfortable conversations for sure. And we wish you well, and we wish George well. You know, maybe you guys can hit pause and figure each other out. And
sometimes you need to hear it from complete strangers because we don't, you know, we can see things in from a different lens than you can.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, Amanda, keep us posted. Hey.
So 11-year-old Nathan, he's been capturing lots of attention because he puts on performances.
Okay.
In the car singing Broadway tunes.
Okay.
He knows every word of Lin-Manuel Miranda's Hamilton, like flawless.
Gotcha.
So now his Broadway dream is coming true. Delta Airlines sending him and his family to New York City so he can see his first Broadway show.
Get it? The California native knows all the words to every song from Hamilton.
I'm very excited. We have a number of musicals that we're super excited to see. We're trying to fit in as many as we can.
That's his mom, yeah. They're super excited. So, I mean, he's just precious. You can see their story. The video is up on our website, WDJX.com.
On social media, at Ben and Kelly Show. Super easy to get a hold of us. You can DM us. We'll turn around, toss it out to our listeners, see what we can do for you.
So, Lance said, hey, Ben and Kelly, this past weekend, I found out my girlfriend of 4 weeks cheated on me.
Okay.
She admitted it to me and admits that she is definitely in the wrong.
All right.
Her reasoning was that she met both of us at the same time and honestly grew feelings for us both.
Okay.
Now, she didn't tell me because she was waiting it out to see who she wanted to be with in the long term.
Mm-hmm.
She told me she's, quote, choosing me.
All right.
But I'm conflicted now. I guess I'm happy she chose me, but I'm still hurt that she cheated and also that I was apparently in some sort of competition I wasn't aware of with this other guy for my girlfriend. I really like her, but could you ask your listeners if anyone has heard of anything like this and did it work out? Thank you both.
So this is where the gray area, I think, is and lies. Because
it's 4 weeks.
It's 4 weeks. It's new. To her, she is legitimately just like trying on a couple shoes.
Exactly.
Seeing what fits. Walking around in them a little bit. And going, all right, well, maybe not this guy. Maybe this guy.
Yeah, I don't know how many people are having a relationship talk after just like 4 weeks.
Right. So I don't know if I'm necessarily wanting to label her a cheater.
Yeah, I don't think so either. I mean, I think she was just, they were seeing each other for, you know, a month and she was seeing somebody else. Should she have been as forthcoming? I don't know.
Yeah.
Because, then he might have just
bailed.
Then I'm out.
Yeah, right. Exactly. And then she missed out. Right. And so, you know, the start of a relationship rarely ever starts with, do you want to be boyfriend, girlfriend? Yes.
Yeah, no.
All right, let's start today.
Yeah, that is not, I mean, that's not the first conversation.
Right, right. You
just start dating each other and you just see how it goes.
Right, there's some blurred dates and things like that. So,
yeah.
You know, there could be some crossover. There could be some overlap. You know, I know that overlap happens in a lot of relationships where you're ending one relationship and you start another one and there's just a little bit of that overlap, but
I think labeling her a cheater is a bit unfair.
That's what I'm saying. I don't, at 4 weeks, it's hard to define. Well, 4 weeks, yeah, I don't know. I mean, you want to define a relationship, and maybe he had been defining it in his own brain. Maybe they didn't communicate that their boyfriend, girlfriend.
Well, but he wasn't seeing anybody else. There wasn't anybody else he was interested in. And he was just kind of pointing out that I was unaware I was not the only one she was interested in.
Right. If he's upset that, dang, I could have been doing the same thing and now I'm mad.
Maybe. Maybe. But I think the important point is that she was trying to figure it out. Like, mm-hmm. It didn't sound like she had the intention of just carrying on both relationships for as long as she could. She was trying to make a decision. Sounds like she made one.
Right. So
now he's got to be confident and in trusting her that she is.
She's not going to try any more shoes.
Exactly. Right. And that she is fully leaving those shoes at the shoe store.
Right. 502-571-9975. Have a comment, or maybe you have been in this situation exactly and you're like, you know what, Lance, this is what happened to me. This could help you. Whatever. Would love to hear your thoughts on it. 502-571-9970. So what we're talking about, Lance has been dating his girlfriend for 4 weeks. She admitted that she had been seeing another guy and admits that she was in the wrong and had met them both at the same time and wanted to figure them both out.
Yeah, she was trying to figure out, all right, which one of these guys do I want to pursue an actual relationship with? And he's just now catching up to that situation. And so he said cheating, but I think that's the word that we're all not comfortable with. Justin's like, not a cheater. It's 4 weeks, especially if they didn't have the commitment talk. I have food in my fridge older than their relationship. That's a good point. That's the thing. From day one, you don't start off saying, let's be boyfriend and girlfriend. You start hanging out together.
Yeah.
You spend time together and you let it evolve.
Right.
And she just had two things evolving at the same time, but she has decided he's the guy she wants to go with.
Hey, Amy.
First of all, like, I'm a 40-something-year-old single woman. So I don't know how old these people are, but, like, I don't think we have all the information. But I think he's a red flag.
You think he's a red flag?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, what makes you say that?
Well, again, we don't have all the information, but he's a red flag. Like, he's, you know, it's only been 4 weeks.
Yeah.
Like, did they have the relationship talk? Did they have a conversation?
Mm-hmm.
Did he voice all of this? Did he put it into existence? Did she agree?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
And also, you know, it's 2023. We as women, we can do.
You can be free and loose.
Like a man. Right. We can, you know, if we want to date multiple men, we can do that. Men do it all the time, right?
That's right. I think Salt and Peppa sung a song a long time ago called None of Your Business.
Exactly. So my thing is, you know, don't hate the player, hate the game.
All right. Amy, appreciate you. Thank you.
No worries. Thank you as well.
All right. Andrew the Love Doctor, what's your take?
She's just dating, guys. 4 weeks in, she's dating. She's not cheating. She's dating. Now, she should have probably said something to him, but no, she's not a cheater.
Just
dating.
Do you think she should have?
I think she probably should. I mean, here's the thing. I mean, I would think 4 weeks in, you would have a, you know, you would say, oh, she's sitting down. Does she have to? No. As a courtesy, yeah, she probably should have. But no, she really didn't have to. She's not cheating. She's dating. He just got all of his, you know, panties in a wad or whatever. But
and, you know, we're thinking 4 weeks is mutual. Maybe he thinks it's 4 weeks, but she's like, I don't know, I've been talking to this guy for a couple weeks or what. Like, I don't know where they both have agreed the start of the relationship is.
That's just it. They've got to communicate that. And if they haven't communicated that there's significant, you know, to each other, then she's just dating. She's not cheating. And
right.
He has nothing to be upset about.
All right.
She admitted they met at the same time. She met both these guys at the same time.
So right.
Like, well, I like both of them. Let's kind of see if one emerges as one that I want to pursue.
Now,
that's
if I'm
where she's at.
Now, if I'm Lance, I don't want to think about her trying on the other shoe.
No, yeah.
Right.
Or what that is defined as.
And that's the thing. Like, would he have stuck around if, you know, she was upfront and honest, like, well, there's this other guy I'm kind of talking to, too.
Yeah, I know. That's a good point. That's a good point. Thank you, Andrew, the Love Doctor. Appreciate it.
And we are assuming that that we're just, like, just trying on shoes, kind of, and not.
Wait,
because I think
hang on.
Then
so,
there's a different conversation. If you're getting intimate then with more than one person,
well, I thought that's,
there needs to be a conversation. But I think we're all assuming at a month in, maybe not yet.
Then it's just me that was thinking.
You assumed?
Trying on shoes meant walking around in them.
Is that our new code?
I don't I like know. It. That's just. I don't know.
The thing is, I think we all kind of agree that she was dating and there was no lines crossed here because there weren't lines drawn yet.
Right. Jasmine.
Hey, I'm not I was trying to think of how to say this without making me sound like one of those people that takes home a lot of shoes.
Uh-huh.
And then returns them to the store.
Right.
But after my divorce, I took a lot of shoes for a spin. And some of them knew about the other ones and some of them didn't. And it was just, you know, for a few months, it was just, I did
yeah.
my own thing trying to figure out what I wanted.
Right. And I think that's what's happening here.
Yeah. And I don't see that that's cheating.
All right. Well, I appreciate it, Jasmine. So
trying on shoes. I like it.
All right.
Just depends on like how far we're dipping our toe in the shoe. Is that what we say? Are we fully putting the shoe on?
Yeah, we're putting the shoe on. We're trying
around. We're putting the shoe on all the way. Are we walking around for a while?
We're running around the track. We're taking a couple laps in it. We're looking at our Fitbit to get our step count.
Oh, my God. Okay. All right. So, yeah, I feel like we just, if there's that level.
Sorry, Lance, we're not making you feel any better. We're not making you feel any better, but we are all kind of mutually saying, hey, look, you know what? Appreciate your girl for choosing you. And look, it's just part of the dating process. Maybe you got your ego burned a little bit because you didn't know that maybe she was looking at other guys at the same time.
Right. And
trying
then she
on other
instantly
shoes.
Dropped the other guy when she met you.
Right. Exactly. So, well, hey, there you are. Lance, good luck to you and your new set of shoes.
Colleen is just texting in all the emojis of all the shoes.
Look, you know what? I know because I'm around a lot of women. Women's shoes are very important.
Oh, you have got to try them on.
Yes, you've got to try them on.
They
you've
can
got to
fit very different.
Yes.
Some have padding, some do not.
They can fit very different.
Amanda says, sounds like he's never been shoe shopping before.
I mean, they can be different sizes, different colors.
Okay. All right. Brad said, dear Ben and Kelly, my wife just told me she's going shoe shopping tonight. Should I be worried?
All right, that's diving into the DMs on 99.7 DJX. So, you know, you are sitting there at the bar, just, you know, having your little cosmopolitan, and a guy walks up to you and he's like, hey, I saw you sitting there and I think you're pretty and I'd like to buy you a drink. And you're like, wow, oh my gosh. Well, okay then. And I'll have another barkeep. And so the bartender brings over another Cosmo for you and you guys kind of get to talking and he's like, hey, can I text you sometime? And you're like, sure. Just an example of the age old, like, hey, what's your phone number? You know, the exchange of phone numbers, right?
Right. Used to write it on a napkin. Now it's like, guy can just hand you his phone, say, hey, put your number in here.
Yeah, but think about what's the most creative way you've given out your phone number or been asked to get your phone number, because this is trending right now. A woman named Jackie. Now, she's from Austin, Texas, or at least has an Austin, Texas area code, right?
Uh-huh.
Gave this guy her number at a bar. But what she did was leave out two digits on purpose.
Oh, gosh.
And wrote, trust me, I'm worth it.
So it's going to make him try to figure out those two missing digits by going through all the possible combinations?
She said, yeah, trust me, I'm worth it. Basically, she just wanted to see if he'd go through the hassle of figuring out what those numbers were. Apparently, there are about 100 possible combinations. But,
oh, my gosh.
So it's like, you know, five. She says, call me, 512, and then like 3-1-2-0-4, you know, Jackie and whatever. And so the reason we know this is his cousin has a very active Twitter account and posts the screenshot of the text message conversation.
Oh my gosh.
And so then he's like, hey, so what'd you do? And so apparently his cousin, the guy who got the number, sends him a photo of all of the different telephone combinations written down on notebook paper.
He was putting in the work. Good for him.
Yeah. And so,
that would go far. If I'm Jackie, that goes far in my book.
Well, apparently it did, because we do have an update, because yesterday, his cousin posted again. Jackie apparently saw the post go viral, DM'd the cousin, the guy who's got, you know, the big reach on social media, and told her there were still around 50 numbers to try. And her response was, he may not be as clever as he thinks. Give me his number. I'm taking over this operation.
Yep, that's like, you know, he's earned it.
Yeah, he's earned it. So
he's earned it. We're getting in touch.
I'm going to give him a call. Yeah,
it's go time.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, I know. I know.
So I like that.
We tweeted it out, by the way. If you want to see it, at Ben and Kelly Show.
That's genius.
So, like, for you, Kelly, was there ever any, like, real creative way that a guy asked you for your number?
Well, I'll be honest. My husband had to go through something similar, because after our first date, he lost his phone. And so he had to literally, this was back when you kind of had to get a printout of your bill and all the numbers that you called, and started calling all the numbers to see which one was mine.
Oh, wow.
And that's why I didn't hear from him for a week. And I was just like, well, I thought we had a nice date. I wonder what's up with that guy.
Oh.
And then he got in touch with me. And for a while, I was like, I don't know if I believe that story. Oh, but yeah, that's what happened.
That's,
I was like, really?
That's funny.
He went through some work.
That's funny.
And that proved to me he was a good guy.
All right. Let us know if you've got a fun story of how you got a number, or you gave a number out to, you know, a person. We'd love to hear it, because this is so creative. And like I said, we've tweeted it out at Ben and Kelly Show.
Your requests make up the playlist, so let's throw it back on 99.7 DJX.
Jessica's unlocking a core memory for me, saying throwing it back to Bar Louisville days, play Usher.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. That is like standing on top of the bar with a bottle of liquor in my hand saying, hey, there's more room for women up here to dance. Throwback Thursday. It's Throwback Thursday on 99.7 DJX. And by the way, we don't play the entire song on Throwback Thursday. We don't have time. Sorry. Doing another from the Bar Louisville days. Have a nice day, Cafe. Kristen rolls in. 3-6 Mafia. Stay fly.
Oh, wow. It's Ben saying, who's feeling single and sexy?
Definite vibes to that song. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. It's a bunch of songs you haven't heard. Played back to back to back to back. Brought to you by Drake's.
Aubrey says, need some BSB. My youngest has a larger than life attitude this morning, and I just can't deal.
Yeah.
With this, I'll say she'll either be a CEO of her company, or she'll be the gang leader in jail.
LOL. You know what? High expectations for you. All right, Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. Throwback Thursday on 99.7 DJX. We're just reminiscing about these songs being from the Have a Nice Day Bar Louisville era of Louisville. Rhonda says, I remember that place. First time I went there, I had no idea those slushy drinks in the fish bowls were like 101 pure grain alcohol, and I got tore up and had to work the next morning.
Oh my God.
It was not a pretty sight at work that day, to say the least. LOL. Telling you what.
Same.
I'm telling
that
you what.
That got me too.
But they just taste so good when they hit your lips.
They did.
All right, Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. So, when I was a baby DJ, and this song had come out. And I heard another DJ talk about it on the air. It's like, 702, where are my girls at? 997 DJ, blah, 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 blah. I looked at my watch and I was like, it is not 702. He is wrong.
He got the time wrong. So we got a text from Lauren. She said, it's my 30th birthday on Throwback Thursday. I'm 32 weeks pregnant.
Oh.
While I most certainly won't be in the club, we can pretend I'll be enjoying a margarita today. And you know what? You look sexy, girl.
Oh, yeah. Sexy and you know it, girl.
Yes.
Throwback Thursday. Yes, 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 yes. Damn, 32 weeks pregnant. You a sexy chick. That's right.
She needs to hear that right now. I know she does.
Hey, you know what? Can't get any more pregnant. Isn't that what they say?
Holla.
Jessica says, we run the bill. Amber, KK, Chrissy, taking it back to the Electric Cowboy days.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my God.
Don't let the mom's knees get ya. Get low. Flo Rida. We gotcha. 99.7 EJX. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 EJX. Flo Rida getting paid, $82 million from an energy drink?
Yeah, he was just suing for $30,000. Dang!
I want his lawyer.
Yeah!
Right?
Wow!
Brandis rolls in and says, about to say goodbye to my parents' house of the past 22 years. Can I get a bye-bye-bye? Oh, no!
No!
Oh, the memories! Man, you know things that happened in your room that the new owners won't.
Stop! Stop right. It.
Hold on to those memories. Throwback Thursday. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 EJX. Got a message from Jake. You know, hey, Fall Out Boy just released a new song. So how about... Oh, yeah, all right. Throwing it back to some old school Fall Out Boy. Throwback Thursday. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. If this is your first time listening, listen, we don't play the entire song. We just play clips of them. Just the tip, as we like to say.
We got to try to squeeze in as many as we can. That's right. Lots of requests. Angela said, drop it off my son at school. He wants to hear anything Ashanti.
Oh, how about Joe Crack the Door?
Joe Crack the Door.
Joe Crack the Door.
Fat Joe, Ashanti, What's Love? All right, we got that. What a banger this was. All right, it's Throwback Thursday, 99.7 EJX. I love Joe Crack the Door. I also love it when you don't know the actual name of the song, so you just say a word or phrase that's in the song that... You know, it's 99.7 DJX. Shelby rolls in. Hey, if this is your first time listening, you live under a rock. Hashtag sorry, not sorry. All right. Well.
It's all good. It's all good. We welcome you to the party whenever you join.
That's right. Whether you're a long time or a newbie, doesn't matter. Katie, Radioactive, is on 99.7 DJX. Throwback Thursday on 99.7 DJX. All right. So this is called a filler to get us to more hip-hop.
Listen, Derek said there's only one thing that would make this better is goat sounds.
Throwback Thursday. It's Throwback Thursday. 99.7 EJX. Amanda rolls in on Twitter. How about some Forgot About Dre, something you hadn't played for a while?
Oh, wow.
Would you look at that?
Looks like we did forget about Dre. Look at that.
Thank you for reminding us, Amanda. Appreciate it.
Y'all know me. Still say that they forgot
about Dre. So Throwback Thursday, 99.7 EJX. Jamie rolls in. A banger from my college days. Live Your Life. I hope,
that's a good one.
I hope Rihanna does some of these that where she's featured in, you know. I'm talking about the Super Bowl halftime show, of course.
Of course.
Of course. It's Throwback 99.7 EJX. Mandy says, can we get one for Shakira? She's been going through a moment. Yes.
For sure. But she is living her best life. Did she break a Spotify record?
Yeah, wrote a diss track, broke records.
How about her ex?
Yes. Which, by the way, I'll have to tell you how she found out her boyfriend was cheating on her.
Her husband.
Husband, next.
I never really knew that she could dance like this. She make a man wanna speak Spanish. Como se llama?
I mean, how do you get back at a cheater? You write a diss track and it goes number one and breaks all sorts of records. That's how you could do it.
In Spanish.
Right, right. So apparently she returned home from some trip, found that her jam or jar of jam was gone. And apparently neither her longtime partner Gerard nor any of their kids like jam. So that was kind of like the straw that broke the camel's back.
Whose jam is this?
Right.
It's not your jam. It's not my jam. Whose jam is this?
Right. Also, the fact that she caught his mistress in the background of a Zoom call he did from their house.
Oh, wow.
The audacity, right?
Oh, dang. Oh, dang.
Throwback Thursday.
When I walk on by, girls be looking like Debbie Fly.
I'm sexy and I know it.
It's Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJI.
Listen, persistence pays off. Serenity texted us that song 17 times.
She wanted to hear LMFAO, Sexy and I Know It.
Yes, that's just the same text 17 times. There you go, girl.
Listen, hang on. Don't do what Serenity did, okay? Just don't.
It's not necessary.
Yeah, I mean, we get your text.
Yes, exactly. But Tony, big shout out. His happy early birthday to his daughter, Channing.
Oh, love it. Love it.
We see that.
Thank you for all the texts, all the calls, all the tweets at 99.7DJX. I'll tell you, this is long time staple of the show. So appreciate you spending a little bit of time, a lot of bit of time. Anytime with us, yeah. Thursday mornings.
And listen, there's so many good songs on text that we just couldn't get to because we just ran out of time. But we see you guys. We appreciate you. We love you.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. All right. That is Throwback Thursday.
What?
That's the theme song to Wheel of Fortune. It was College Night, Alabama, Texas A&M, and Indiana University represented there.
Look at you, Hoosiers.
Yeah. Indiana making the show. Julian there representing Indiana. Very proud. That's awesome. Alabama's bankrupt, by the way. Texas A&M only has $600 on the board. And Indiana has, Julian has $2,500 and a spin with most of the letters already filled in. It's a character. And since you can't see it, I'm just going to tell you what it said. Well, let's play the lead up a little bit. It's only about 50 seconds. All right.
Ow!
All right, so he spun, and it landed on, like, the million-dollar, like, little skinny section that's, like, right, that was bankrupt on either side of it. And it was a trip to London, so that was cool.
Gosh.
Yeah.
Four L's.
Four L's. Dude's picking up some cash.
Trip down there.
Now, at this point, he can probably solve it.
Why?
Uh-huh, there's a why.
Pushing his luck a little bit. Got a why. So, at this point, you can kind of see it says mythological hero. And then you're like, all right, there's a C that's only missing, and it's Achilles, right?
So that's, okay.
So, that's the answer. That's the answer. But, you know, he's going. He's still gone.
500.
G!
There's the G.
One G.
Yep. So,
okay, all right.
Mythologic. All. So now he's going to land, and he's going to say C.
C.
There it is.
Yeah, there are two C's. Wow.
All right. So the is completely solved. Everything is solved.
Okay. Everything's illuminated.
Yes. Like,
he just has to read it
correctly?
All
he has to do is read it. Julian, all he has to do from Indiana University, all he has to do is read it. And boom. Big winner.
Wow. Okay.
I solve.
Oh, that'd be a good idea, yeah.
Okay, let's solve. Again, mythological hero Achilles. All you have to do is say that.
Mythological hero Achilles.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. Achilles?
Achilles.
Oh, Achilles?
You can't accept that.
Okay.
Oh,
Shelby.
I'll solve.
Yeah.
Mythological hero Achilles.
So yeah, then Texas A&M ended up winning.
Oh, oh my God.
Oh.
Oh no. Oh, that's gonna haunt him forever.
Oh, I mean the poor guy. His face afterward. He's just like, oh, what did I do?
Oh no, yeah. Oh no. Oh no.
And you know Julian is.
You just had to read it.
Yeah, you know Julian's smart. He goes to IU. He's on Wheel of Fortune. He's. You know.
Yeah, you have to pass just, a test to get that far, right? Don't
it's
you?
It's just one of those moments where you wish you had back.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no.
If you want to see it.
He's going to be saying Achilles in his head over again forever.
Yeah, so congratulations, Indiana, making the show.
Oh, gosh.
We tweeted it, by the way, if you want to see it, take a look at it.
Oh, my mama heart is just reaching out. I'm like, no, baby, no.
I know.
No.
It's like probably as he's saying it, he's wishing he could grab those words and shove them back in his mouth.
No.
Right, right. Because Pat Sajak's like, nope, you didn't say it right, man. I can't give it to you.
Oh, yeah, Pat Sajak is just like, did that just happen?
Yeah, and Pat doesn't even care. He's done it literally for 40 years. He's like, all right, whatever. Let's go to the next
Sorry, nope.
Yeah, sorry.
That's not right. Can't accept that.
All right. At Ben and Kelly Show if you want to see it. Oh, just cringe moment there. All right, setting the bar stories. Definite examples of what not to do. Morals that we give you every single day, you know, that help shape your day.
Yeah, little life lessons.
Sure.
Just, you know, someone doing something badly so you don't have to.
Yeah, there's a reason why kids aren't given driver's license.
Yes.
Gosh, this guy should have known better. Now, I think maybe, probably hoping that he's doing the right thing, but... Listen, if you can manage to make it through the day without letting your five-year-old drive because you're drunk,
oh gosh,
then you're doing okay.
Yeah, no, I get that you're trying to do the right thing. That is not the right thing, though. We call an Uber, a taxi, a friend. We don't let our child drive.
Yeah, you're putting yourself, you're putting the child in danger. I mean, it's just...
Could they even reach the pedals and see over the steering wheel?
The only good thing about this story is neither the guy nor the five-year-old were hurt. But
that's good.
Tennessee, making the show, driving drunk. Then he decided, you know what? A little too drunk to do, Liz. Here, Junior, why don't you take the wheel? Dude's five. Ended up crashing their car into a neighbor's yard.
Oh my gosh.
Here are some of the neighbors that kind of, you know, witnessed the aftermath.
We've seen some crazy things out here, but this is one of the craziest.
It was just really mangled, like somebody hit it hard. Don't let your five-year-olds drive.
Nah, there it is. That's
oh
your...
Oh, my gosh. I mean, they're really lucky the five-year-old didn't get really
that's
injured.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying, yeah. I mean, the moral of the story here...
Don't let your five-year-olds drive.
There it is.
1,000%. No truer words have ever been said.
Didn't think we had to go on the air and say, hey, don't let your five-year-old drive. Or, sorry.
Don't let your five-year-olds drive.
Yeah. But here we are.
Because that guy did.
Yep. And that's why this is setting the bar story on 99.7 DJX. Remember, if you miss anything from the show, the podcast, audio on demand, great spot to get it. WDJX.com, updated every single day. There, click listen. And got a DM from Lance earlier in the show. And, you know, he's new to a relationship with his girlfriend, only about 4 weeks. But then realized after... She admitted that, he was in a competition with another guy.
And a little bit. He said this past weekend, I found out my girlfriend of 4 weeks cheated on me. She admitted it and said that, you know, she was in the wrong. But she had basically met Lance and this other guy at
the same time. Yeah.
And was trying to figure out which one she liked more. And she ended up choosing Lance. But Lance is obviously hurt now that he wasn't the only one that was dating her for like the last month.
Yeah, and, it was news to him.
At first I think a lot of people were just like, well, she was just dating and you guys, you know, didn't have an are we exclusive kind of talk yet, so she was free to do whatever she wanted. But the tides have kind of turned a little bit on Facebook. A lot of people are pointing out that if roles were reversed, if Lance had been dating more than one woman, we would have been telling, you know, the girl, like, no, get out of there. And, you know, you can't trust him, that kind of stuff. I think either way, it might be a little iffy starting off because how is he going to fully feel comfortable that she is truly choosing him and leaving the other guy behind for good?
Yeah, sure. It's going to take time. And if as he says in his DM to us, that he does really like her, then, you know, give it some time to allow her to earn your trust back.
Yeah. So there you go. You can check out all the comments and see what you think and chime in. That's a great place to, if you didn't get a chance to during the conversation on the air, you can put your opinion up there for all to see at Ben and Kelly Show on Facebook.
As if you need explanation how Facebook works. All right. Have a good one, and we will talk to you tomorrow.
Bye.